Now one more time. Oh, sinner, seek the Lord. Repent of all your sin. Isn't that good? Repent of all your sin. Isn't that good? Repent of all your sin. Isn't that good? Did you know that the Baptist churches are changing it now? Here's what they say. Oh, sinner, trust the Lord. Be cleansed of all your sin. What's happening? What's changing? You want me to tell you what's changing? They took the word what out? Repent. They took repent out. The Bible colleges around the country will stand at the judgment seat of Christ and give an account for removing repentance from salvation and conversion. How can you be saved if you're not willing to repent? Salvation is not believing a bunch of stuff about Christ. You can change your mind about what you believe about him. And you can, where you say before, I don't believe all this. Now you say, I believe all this. Does that make you born again? For the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. But you see, you can get a lot of people into church with easy believism. 1, 2, 3, believe after me. You prayed the sinner's prayer. You can fill up the congregation and then go brag to the brethren about what a great job God's doing through you. Of course, all that great job, what God's doing through you, is meaningless. What they really mean to say is, look how wonderful I am. That's the idea. But they took repentance out. Repentance. Now you say, who did that, preacher? The liberals up there in New York? No. Fundamental Baptist churches, fundamental Baptist colleges have taken religion out. Why did they do it? Here's the problem. Why did they do it? This is the issue. Why did they do it? Because they have a different spirit.